the greatest entertainer in the world. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When Dr. Conrad Murray signed on to treat Michael Jackson, he made a tape of Jackson, and yesterday, the prosecution played that tape at Murray's manslaughter trial. It was 6 weeks before Jackson died.
He's the greatest entertainer in the world.
The prosecution played that tape to demonstrate that Michael Jackson was in no condition to receive one more drop of any kind of sedative. Barely intelligible. But intelligible enough that there's a transcript. He was talking about the show he was rehearsing. Quote, "We have to be phenomenal. When people leave my show, I want them to say, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've never seen nothing like this. It's amazing. He's the greatest entertainer in the world." That's what Jackson's saying. At age 50, he's not only trying to be a superstar, but the greatest superstar that ever lived. And what would he do with the money? Quote, "I'm taking that money, a million children, Children's Hospital, the biggest in the world, Michael Jackson's Children's Hospital." Now, it seems crazy that a doctor seeing a patient in this state wouldn't just immediately take him to detox. The jury will have to decide that part. But we also know, courtesy of the prosecution, that the person pushing Michael Jackson's body to the limit, and even beyond the limit, the person ready to do whatever it took to be the greatest entertainer in the world, was Michael Jackson. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.